with Lindiwe Mkhwanazi.
All right, talk to me. What's going on?
Notice we didn't have a click there.
Okay,
so we've got a few stories for the Hollywood Report. We are going to talk about, number one, our favorite person on this feature, Meghan Markle.
Has she made a royal mess up?
No, not... Well, she's making a few, obviously, because she's just learning. But this one, Meghan is making, still making businesses lots of money.
Really? So you can be a royal and make it rich as well?
Yeah. So Meghan was at a friend's wedding with her husband over the weekend, and she donned this really beautiful black and white dress, by, what is it? Club Monaco. 400 euros worth. And the dress sold out.
Wait, hang on a minute. She was wearing it or she was selling it?
No. She was wearing... Oh, you don't understand these things, Benji.
I don't.
She was wearing it.
So people were like, oh my word, it's on Insta and now we have to go buy it.
She was wearing it and people lost their minds over it and went, and it sold out just hours after they saw the picture.
Meghan Markle Monday.
Meghan Markle Money Monday.
Okay, there we go.
Still remember this from even the time of just leading up to the wedding. Lots of businesses were making money off Miss Meghan there. So I don't know if I was her, I would have started charging something at this point.
Well, yeah, I was actually posted a picture of myself on Facebook the other day, yep, waving a 10 rand. Just like I was waving it. And I'm told that people were giving away their 10 rands all over the country at shops, at petrol stations, oh, just after that. So, you know, I'm like that as well.
Are you okay? No, okay. But yeah, Meghan Markle still making businesses lots of money. But I will tell you this, Benj, I saw the dress as well. And if I had 400 euros, honey.
Was it good?
Hunty. Like, no, like, it's a beautiful dress.
Like, explain it to me. Give me the emotive.
So it's very, very flowy dress.
Flowy, okay.
Pleated, just as it goes down. It's got a nice little belt by the waist. Black with a white and a bit of grey. Very nice dress.
Okay, fine.
Can you see it? No,
In my mind. Okay.
Okay, and our second story. This one is a bit of a sad one, and I thought maybe we could just do this one because,
we want to make everyone sad on a Monday.
No, we don't want to make everyone sad on a Monday. We want everyone to reflect on a Monday.
Reflect on how sad they are. Right. Well, come along. Let's all be sad together if this is what we're going to have to do.
So this story is about the daughter of Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas. Mm-hmm. Carrie Zeta-Douglas, who's 15, reveals that she was bullied at school over her actor dad's age of 7 to 3. And you know, her mom's like, what, 48.
So how old's the dad?
73.
Is that how old he is?
Yeah, okay.
That's
fix
kinda
your
hectic,
face.
Hey? Sure.
Do you want to just fix your face as you do this? But that's not the point.
Okay, listen, you can't bully someone because of their parents. That's not really fair, to be honest.
That's not really fair. And
I mean, you shouldn't be bullying people in general, but really... Yeah. And also, like, if they're famous actors, then they have all those bodyguards and all that sort of thing. So I feel like it's just going to end badly for the people doing the bullying.
Yeah, and it goes on. So that she had to say she did an article with her mom on Town and Country, and she did speak about the bullying, and she then says that she wanted to shake off the Douglas dynasty. So here you have a 15-year-old who's got some of the most amazing parents, because they are really amazing actors, and just because she was bullied, she was feeling like maybe it's not so great.
Yeah, no. Listen, I'm not in favor of bullying, and yeah, people shouldn't do it, and it's just bad. But to be honest, can you imagine how else kids get bullied in Hollywood? Be like, my dad just got produced by Steven Spielberg, na 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 na, where where, you know? And then like people are like, and then they go home and all sad, and it's very upsetting. There's probably lots of ways you can be bullied in Hollywood like that.
Probably different. I'm sure there's like lots.
Like I'm
of
sure
ways.
The kids. Who were like, I'm just trying to think, like one of those awful movies, like did you ever watch The Green Lantern? It's like your dad was in The Green Lantern. Just get out of it.
Bullying,
get out,
nonetheless.
Leave of my
so, you know,
circle,
when I saw this, I actually wondered how, I don't know if it's because just on social media, I've just been seeing a lot of things just dealing with depression and being bullied and social media bullying. And I wondered if you've been bullied, especially, you know, over social media and
well,
whatever.
If you've been on Twitter, you've been bullied. Because basically all of those... Remember, Tabo, do you remember that time where there were all those racist people on News 24? And then they banned it, right? Do you remember that thing? Like they banned all the racist comments on News 24.
What was this on? The site.
Yes, there used to be.
No, I'm on. Do they not?
They banned them all.
Oh no, this is ENCA where I was on. ENCA, they still have that.
So I think once they banned all the people on News 24, then they all migrated to Twitter. And now there was just like a hate fest on Twitter all the time. So if you're on Twitter, you've been bullied. There's no doubt about
it. Yeah, but how have you dealt with it also? Because,
yeah, exactly.
You know, it's not fun.
If you've been bullied on social media, if you're a wealthy actor's child and they got a really bad role and you've been bullied for it, let us know. 345-19-0618-951-019. We'll take all bullying stories, but anything if your parents are terrible actors, we want to hear about that in particular.
Oh wow. But anyways, that is it from the Hollywood Report with me, Lindy.
Thank you so much, Lindy. That is fantastic, and it's good to know that Meghan Markle's making money.
For businesses.
And picked a peck of pickled peppers. That was the kid's show.